In this video, we're going to be going into weekly ad stats, seeing how much a lead costs for a B2B business. But we're also going to be going into what we should be doing with our leads once we have acquired that lead. And I'll show you the system that we've got set up here at IT Rockstars. And it's the type of system that I suggest that you implement if you run an MSP or IT business. This is the video for you. So let's just, I'll share my screen here. We can go into the stats first of all. Bring up the screen here and the ad manager. So this is, let me just go and do the last 7 days for this ad. So in our last video, we covered this ad and what the funnel was. We run what are known as meta lead gen ads. These are highly effective in generating leads for your business. It doesn't matter who you're targeting, if it's B2B, if it's business to consumer. Meta has so much information on users that it can pretty much target exactly who you want in the ad itself. So the last 7 days, we have acquired 52 leads at a cost of around about $10. You can see here it's saying about £8, which is about $10. So yeah, that's really good. But the big question is, once you get these leads, what do you do with them? Okay, so that's the big question. And this is the sequence that I have in IT Rockstars. I'll show you a sort of in a diagram format what we do with them. Let me find the sticky note here. All right, I'll put this down. So the lead comes in, it goes to our CRM, and it goes into some automations on the CRM. So we have three automations in place. We have one that's called PDF. That basically delivers them a lead magnet. We have another automation called Education. And what this does is it sends them 5 videos over 5 days that educates that lead about the services we offer. So if you had, say for example, you wanted to educate someone on cyber security and you had something in regards to cyber security that you were looking to sell to this lead, you really need to educate them on that first. So that's what we do within the videos. We kind of just take them through videos like this, what we actually do, how we generate leads for IT and MSPs, and the cost per lead, and what that equates to. And we kind of lead them through what the service actually is. So we have the education series, it's 5 videos. And at the same time as running that education series, we have a manual step, which I'm gonna call direct mail. It's not fully manual, it's actually more automated, but this sends a little notification to our VA here at IT Rockstars, and she goes and checks the domain name that the leads put into our landing page. And then from that, we can go to the website based on the email address, and then we can pull the actual physical mailing address for this lead. If they don't have a mailing address on the CRM, to tell you the truth, they're probably not going to be a great fit for us here at IT Rockstars. And that's purely because we found that it's a really good filter mechanism for us. Like if you have an actual physical address on your website, it means you're actually doing like proper business. And this is the same for MSPs. If you find a prospect, you want to check that they actually have a physical address, because 9 times out of 10, they'll have infrastructure that needs supported. So it acts as a really good filter. It's a manual step though. So the notification gets pinged. The VA has to go and check the address, and then they take the address and they put it into the contact details of the contact in the CRM. Once that's happened, there's 3 pieces that go out, direct mail pieces in the mail. So they actually get delivered a book, and that book is the PDF that we sent them via the email. Then they get a little reminder about 7 days after, just to schedule a meeting, because you know they've loved all of the awesome stuff that we've sent them via the email, via the book, and also the educational videos. If they do nothing and they don't respond to that letter, we send them another letter. So we have 2 letters that we send them out, and one's a, you know, just a hello, you know, hope you've enjoyed the book that we sent you last week. Here's my diary link. Maybe we can schedule some time and we can discuss what your maybe requirements are in regards to marketing your services. And then letter two is just a reminder, hey, you never took action from that first letter from the book that I sent you. Just want to make sure everything's okay. Just reminding you, here's the link to my schedule, to my calendar. Then after that, we have, this is the final piece of the puzzle, we have appointment setter, and the appointment setter calls them, and that is, completes basically the automation that we have in place for that one lead. They run through all of this process, and we have what's known in the CRM as something called lead scoring, and I'm going to go into this in more detail in the next video. Lead scoring basically allows us to figure out who's the warmest within our CRM, because we can track basically all the interactions, and it allows our appointment setter down here at the bottom to figure out who they need to be calling on a daily basis. So I'm going to cover that in the next video. Hopefully you found this video useful. I'm going to be doing this kind of week after week, and I hope probably the following video after that one, when we talk about lead scoring, we're going to be showing you one of our clients here at IT Rockstars and showing their ad campaign. So real results. We're kind of doing it as we're recording it. We're not just giving you fluff. We're actually showing you what we're doing. So some subject matter expert content. If you like this video, you know what to do. I'll catch you later. Bye.